Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education, and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Students Remember Experiences More Than Content? Let's dive in. Picture this. Your students ace the test on photosynthesis in May, but by September, they can't remember what chlorophyll does. Here's the brutal truth. Content fades quickly, but experiences stick forever. Today, we're exploring how innovation embeds learning through experience, turning forgettable facts into unforgettable moments. Here's what I've learned after decades in education. Traditional teaching focuses on information transfer, but innovation teaching creates experiences. When students do science instead of just learning about science, they remember. Curiosity gets triggered through hands-on discovery, not passive absorption. Think about it. Building solar ovens teaches energy transfer better than any textbook diagram ever could. Students feel the heat, see the melted chocolate, and suddenly thermodynamics isn't just a concept, it's something they lived. The research backs this up beautifully. Experiential learning theory shows us we retain 90% of what we do versus just 10% of what we read. Our brains create stronger neural pathways through multisensory engagement. Constructivism reveals that students build knowledge through active participation, not passive reception. And here's the counterintuitive part. Productive struggle makes learning unforgettable. When students work through challenges, that process creates lasting memory. So here's your Monday morning fix. Replace one lecture this week with a learning lab experience. Give students a problem to solve before teaching the content. Let them struggle, discover, then connect their experience to the curriculum. Document their aha moments. These become your evidence that experience works. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. Last year, my colleague Sarah taught fractions through a pizza party planning project. Instead of worksheets, students had to figure out how to feed 24 people with different pizza preferences. They struggled with halves, quarters, and eighths while calculating actual pizza needs. 6 months later, these same students were confidently solving fraction problems because they remembered the frustration and joy of that planning experience. The content didn't stick because it was easy. It stuck because they lived it. This week, identify your most forgettable lesson topic. Design one experience where students encounter that content through doing, creating, or problem solving. Watch how their retention transforms when they have skin in the game. Remember, don't teach about it. Let them live it. Innovation isn't just about creativity. It's about making learning stick in a world where information expires quickly. When we teach through experience, we're not just delivering content. We're building thinkers who remember how to learn. That's the skill that lasts a lifetime, not what they learned, but how they learned to learn. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. This spring, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at The Innovation Prof as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.